The Christian Vocation. The Catechism of the Catholic Church, when teaching about the commandments, opens with the beautiful title, Life in Christ. When teaching about the Creed, it describes the gifts given to man by God in creation, and more abundantly still, in his redemption. When teaching about the sacraments, it shows how in the celebration of the mystery of Christ, we receive God's grace, which through baptism makes us participants in the divine nature and sons of God. After baptism, a new life begins within us, life in Christ. But this life requires keeping the commandments, which in turn demands coherence between faith and vocation. Saint Leo the Great invites us to this new life with the following words: Christian, acknowledge your dignity. And now that you've become a sharer in the divine nature, refuse to return to your old wickedness by degenerate conduct. Remember the head and the body of which you are a member. Recall that you were rescued from the power of darkness and brought into God's light and kingdom. Christ reveals who man is. The Second Vatican Council teaches that Christ fully reveals man to man himself and shows him the greatness of his vocation. Christ, the Son of God made man, perfect man, sent by God the Father to save us and give us example, is like a mirror in which man can know who he is and what his divine vocation is. The meaning of life and the vocation of man. Man has been created by God and is the only creature on earth that God has loved for his own sake. The human person, with his spiritual soul, comprising will and intellect, from the first instant of his conception, has been ordained to eternal beatitude. Man attains perfection, seeking and loving truth and goodness. We have been created by God, and the meaning of life consists in walking towards God so as to live forever with him. This is man's vocation. To live in accordance with one's vocation. Man has to live according to the vocation to which he has been called by God. He has to follow the moral law inscribed by God himself in the innermost part of his being, urging him to do good and to avoid evil. Everybody should follow this law, which speaks to his conscience, because this law is universal and immutable. Christians know the way to obtain eternal beatitude. Keep the commandments. Man's freedom. But man is free, and since our freedom is weak, man may obey or disobey God's calling. God has made man free because he wishes man to be truly free, so as to choose God without being forced to. Freedom is at the root of human acts, and that makes man responsible for his freely taken decisions. At times, the responsibility of man's actions is diminished and even removed by ignorance, violence, fear, and other psychic and social factors. Although man by nature desires the good, because of original sin, human nature, in the exercise of freedom, is subject to error and inclined towards evil. So while we have to love and defend freedom, we also have to guide it so that it becomes the freedom that Christ won for us. Man's vocation. The death of Christ on the cross has freed man from the devil and sin, and has won for all men new life in the Holy Spirit. By his grace, Christ has restored what sin had destroyed. He has traced the path that has to be followed by his disciples, so as to be united and identified with him. There is no other way. Through union with Christ, one reaches the perfection of charity, the sanctity to which all men have been called, as the Second Vatican Council teaches. All are called to the fullness of Christian life and to the perfection of charity. Life in Christ becomes complete in the glory of heaven. The vocation of man to happiness. Besides wanting us to be holy, God wants us to be happy, even if, while as pilgrims in this world, we have to carry the cross, which is the condition of Christian existence. Earthly happiness always entails the bitter sweetness of passing things. This paradox can be seen in the Beatitudes, where Jesus teaches what the real goods are. We are heirs to the kingdom of God, and our true and complete happiness will be fulfilled in seeing God and resting with Him. Eternal life is a free gift from God, and as supernatural as the grace needed to attain it. Christ, beginning and goal of all life. Christ, Lord of the cosmos and of history, is for men the way, the truth, and the life. Being God, He is the creator of the universe and sustains it with His powerful word. As man, He is the redeemer of the world, the only redeemer, because there is no other through whom we may be saved. He is our dignity, our truth, and our life, and the way we have to seek, follow, and love. A library inscription expressed it thus: if you know Christ, you know everything. If you ignore Christ, you know nothing. In our times, man has a special need to seek and find Christ, because man sees all his hopes destroyed, and only Christ can free him from the solitude which imprisons him. Christ is the hope of all men, because Christ is the love that loves, the path to walk on, the light to be kindled, the love worth being loved. He who finds Christ experiences the miracle of seeing his life transformed by an ideal which fills him with enthusiasm and makes him willing to live, with the folly confessed by St. Paul: "It is not I who live, but Christ who lives in me." Resolutions for Christian life. Meditate on the words of St. Leo the Great: Christian, acknowledge your dignity, and so on, and draw out its consequences for you personally. Study eagerly this course on catechesis, not just to know what living in Christ means, but also to put it into practice. Since most people ignore Christ, make a resolution to seek Christ so as to know and love Him.